Right now, we want to welcome in Don Whalen with Rebuilding Together Hartford. It's National Rebuilding Day, I believe, on the 26th. But she can correct me if I'm wrong.
Is correct.
How are you?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. First of all, just for the our audience, there's a wide range of people. Maybe they don't know what you do. What is Rebuilding Together Hartford?
We are an amazing organization that serves the city of Hartford. We provide free home repairs and aging in place modifications for income qualified homeowners.
So how many homes do you do like in a given year?
It ranges, and right now we're focusing on the number of repairs we can do per home versus the number of homes overall. So we're trying to make a bigger impact in the homes we serve, and really making sure that we're able to take care of those deferred maintenance items for the homeowners that we do take into our programs.
So National Rebuilding Day is a week from this Saturday, correct? And so will you do anything special on that day in Hartford?
So on that day, we do a critical mass of homes in one day. And going back to my comment about more repairs per home, we're doing fewer homes this year, but more repairs at each home. So we have 10 homes overall. One actually happens on next Friday, the 25th, as our kickoff project. And we have a press conference, and for that house, the Home Builders and Remodelers Association is the sponsor for that house, and they are putting in all new windows at that home. So it's going to be a great kickoff project. And then on Saturday, we gather about 200 volunteers at Belize School on South Street in Hartford, and then disperse them amongst the Berry Square neighborhood. That's the neighborhood we're in. And they will go out and do good work for each of those homeowners.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Eric Person, the folks at HBRA are great too. They do a lot of stuff in the communities.
They are amazing.
So we do this stuff. Dennis Buten does this for House of Heroes. They do it for veterans. And these things are amazing because, oftentimes people can't afford fixes. And honestly, as more people fix their homes, then other people want to fix their homes too. And it can really have a positive feedback loop. How do you guys get your funding for this stuff?
So we try and keep it varied, especially with the way funding sources, perhaps from the federal government, are changing. And so we look to have corporate sponsors, and that's what sponsors most of Rebuilding Day. We have great sponsors, the Travelers, CBRE, Sun Life Financial, McCarter & English, Eagle Rivet Roofing, like I can go on and on and on. And Sanford & Hawley, Greater Hartford Association Realtors, I'm thinking of, they're all coming to my mind. And so we look to them. We do apply for community grants, Community Foundation, Hartford Foundation for Public Giving is a good source for us. But we do need to rely also on individual donors so that we can diversify and not, have some flexibility in how we can use the funds best.
Now, in terms of like help, you know, I'll ask you where people can go if they want to help financially. Do you take help in terms of labor, or do you do all the stuff like on the professional grade level?
Yeah, no, all of it. We're always looking for ways that we can bring down the cost. So if we can partner with a contractor or, if someone in the trades that might be willing to donate some of their labor, and we pay for the materials or vice versa, however we can make that work. That's always best, but when we need to, and it's something that has to be done by a contracted, a licensed contractor, then we have to pay accordingly.
Yeah. If somebody wants to find more information or maybe even donate, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah. They can go to our website, rthartford.org.
Okay, rthartford.org. I wanted to ask you, we're talking with Don Whalen from Rebuilding Together Hartford, RTH. How is Hartford? How is it going?
Well, I mean, the need is definitely there. The phone is always ringing. There's always someone who is applying. And so we're always constantly, sometimes even pausing taking in applications because the need is so great. And so what we try and do, too, is make sure that we have funding that can serve all of the neighborhoods. So we may have some funding that's specifically for North Hartford, and so we try and diversify and have some other funding for in the southern part of the city.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I'm there.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm curious about, because we focus so much on new development. We focus so much on businesses getting back to work. And, you know, Mayor Arunin has, you know, really explicitly talked about focusing more on our neighborhoods. But, you know, I think there's not enough attention and not enough knowledge of those people who live every day in the city of Hartford. And I'm just curious if, you know, how our community, I mean, from your perspective, how our communities are doing within the city, because sometimes it just seems like there's not a lot of people living in the city anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, I see a lot of great things going on with the neighborhood revitalization groups, that the community is engaged. They're going to these meetings. They're finding out the resources that are available. We just went to one this past week in Berry Square, and these groups are really well-oiled machines that are trying to educate community members on the resources that are available to them, because they are there, but they do need to know where to find them. And when I get calls into the office, I try and direct them to as many resources as I can, because sometimes it's not something that we do, or it's beyond our scope, or we're not taking applications. So I never want the answer to be no when someone calls in. But I've participated in a lot of the Welcome Home Hartford events that have been going on recently, where they're, like you said, talking about home ownership, and this isn't necessarily new development, but first-time home buyers. And what I tell them when I go to these events is, you don't need me right now. You're going through this new home buyer process, but remember our name, Rebuilding Together Hartford, because once you sign on that dotted line and the mortgage is yours, so are all the repairs.
Yep.
And so don't forget about us when that time comes.
Well, it's great stuff. Can't wait to see the work you do in Berry Square. And again, National Rebuilding Day is on the Saturday the 26th, but the kickoff event for RTH, Rebuilding Together Hartford, is on the 25th. And thanks to the folks at HBRA for helping you out. Is there anything else you want people to know about?
I just want to order some great weather, like it's coming up at the end of the week. Could I have some of that?
Yeah, I'll do my best. I'll put in a good word with you with the boss.
Thanks so much. All right. Appreciate that.
Don, thank you for the time.
Be well.
You
I appreciate
too.
You.
No
Take
problem.
Care. Bye-bye.